This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
2:37 on the sweet spot. Happy Friday. Hope you have a big weekend ahead. We have the hard line and why today doesn't suck ahead on our program. Without further ado, let's throw it to Monto to give you the candidates for this week's NIT break.
Thank you very much, Sean. We have somewhere between 4 and 7 candidates. Some say between 5 and 7. We'll go with 6.
Ooh.
6 candidates this week here on the NIT break, starting with candidate number 1. Now, I have not verified the official standings, but I'm going to assume that college softball World Series sprinklers have never been nominated before.
Huh.
Well, there was
check
that
the
one
notes.
Time.
Yeah, TV. See Daddy's list for the big e-break.
Even after, yeah, comparing both
how
notes.
Close is he, how close are they to Bob?
1 sec, sorry.
I'm still not seeing any of them here.
Daddy's on it. Don't worry.
1 sec, sorry. Come on.
Dump that. Sorry.
It's all right, Daddy. Anything else?
I don't know. I don't know about you, but I'm very curious about the whole chicken thing.
Oh, yeah. That's non sequitur. So, candidate number 1 here, at the College World Series of softball, in the middle of the game, we have sprinklers cause broadcast chaos.
Victoria Valdez just stopped Caitlin Terry. The sprinklers are going off! 8th inning sprinklers! Oh, my word! The power's on, but the sprinklers are as well. We got to stop Blair for a moment in the 8th.
I love that they put umbrella on in the stadium. Only person who needs an umbrella might be Lauren Allred out yes. in right field.
Well, you know, been a long game. We got to cover the cameras, rehydrate the field.
Well, we can't
now
play
the
through this.
Now the sprinklers are getting the foul pole in right field. Down the line, that sprinkler jet is just foul. This is insane. Oh, my gosh. What a way to take the tension out of the most important game in these players' lives.
It's like a little water park down there in right field. Yeah.
Greg didn't think he was going to have to break out the tarp on the camera tonight. You're right down there, Greg.
What her courtesy was.
He was so tickled.
Dude, he was having a great time. That was the most fired up he's probably ever been. And then she's just...
He's playing his life.
Was one of the teams wearing all white?
Why would you ask that?
Just got to figure out who's home and away.
What teams were these? Which, by the way, congratulations to the Texas Longhorns.
Ooh,
Longhorns.
Big
for
day
winning
for
the,
Creighton.
Yeah. Softball World Series in Oklahoma City.
Creighton Brandon is celebrating today.
This was the Texas Tech Lady Red Raiders and UCLA.
Okay. UCLA is a good team.
But I don't know. I don't remember if anyone was wearing white. I think they were
the
wearing
blues.
Blue and
they're
black.
Wearing white t-shirts that night.
Yeah, it was white t-shirt night for all the women at the ballpark. And then some grounds crew guy was like, I'm about to have a good time.
We can't turn them off, guys. Don't know what's going on.
Let's play through it.
Let's go, yeah.
Gosh, just what a...
Let's play two.
Ball of energy that play-by-play guy was.
Yeah.
And then the girl just can't keep up with the laughing.
This is insane.
I don't know if I'd call it insane. They're sprinklers.
Yeah. All right. The sprinkler system at the College World Series is candidate number 1. Candidate number 2 here, we will go back in-house. This is one Dave Lane during Why Today Doesn't Suck got distracted by the TV and couldn't figure out what the charitable message was supposed to be on Lou Gehrig's death day. And today we have another cumulus birthday. It is the birthday of Tara from The Wolf.
Whoa. Tara!
Whoa. Sweet, sweet Tara.
All quiet, meek, hiding in
well,
the corner.
No.
Low energy in the
No, none of that.
Just got to wake her up every morning.
Mm-hmm. Why do they want to end all owls?
Huh?
Oh, it's...
What?
It's ALS day.
Oh.
Dave.
Yeah. Oh.
Sorry, I'm looking at the MLB Network, and they're wearing End Owls shirts. Or ALS. As it were.
Poor simple Dave.
Is there an Al Farb joke around the
keep
corner?
Keep it going. We got time.
No.
Maybe like 3 minutes. You got to fill it now.
So is that Dave being a shock jock, or has he not heard of ALS because Dave doesn't watch baseball?
Well, ALS exists outside of baseball.
I know, but it's the big Lou Gehrig day. It's, if you watch baseball, you've definitely heard of it. They're spreading awareness. So maybe he's not aware of ALS because Dave doesn't watch baseball.
Doesn't follow Sarah Langs on Twitter.
Right. The great Sarah Langs.
Dave.
Do you follow her on Twitter, Lando? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a good read.
Waiting for the sprinklers to hit her.
She's got a lot of stats.
Justin, it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Sarah Langs is greatness.
You've crossed a line.
Yeah. That Dave Lane was trying to
disparage Sarah Langs.
How am I disparaging her?
Wanted to see her in a wet t-shirt.
I'm asking if that's what Lando wants.
Sarah Langs on spring break. That's what Monty wants.
Hey, what's going on?
Dave Lane there, stopping us down, really putting the stick in our spokes there as we all just had to power back up after he was confused by the TV. All right, candidate number three here. This is Ham, but not from Sunday morning. This is 1 hour invasion board op Ham. Mm. Earlier in the show, you heard him quickly pull a drop of me 10 seconds after I said it. He does something very similar during the invasion. You'll hear me have to kind of fast forward a little bit, or you're going to hear a full minute long tangent from Travis here. But he pulls up a pretty quick drop, and it shuts down or stops down the invasion.
If not control that themselves, they'll figure out somebody that they can control who will buy it.
I hear they're going to put a Buc-ee's in there.
You know what? Not a bad idea. Not awesome. A bad idea. Not a bad idea at all.
Any guesses yet to what the drop might be?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what the fervor could be other than that you're just mad that it's not going to be here after 2031. Because it's if you start looking at the other options, I think those are way worse compared to this particular one. Because I almost liken it to the Luka trade, that the thing is already happening or has already happened. There's nothing you can do about it. The Mavs were going to move Mark Cuban had been talking about moving them before he sold them. Probably a 0% chance I'm going to drive an extra 30, 40 minutes up there. So there's that.
I hear they're going to put a Buc-ee's in there.
That was so fat. You haven't even sat down yet, Ham. Eat your chicken. Quit pulling drops that we don't need.
And I brought him an Uncrustable so he'd be nice to me. That'll be what he does.
That'll be the new, did you see the sequels drop?
But yeah, I
they're gonna put a Buc-ee's.
They're gonna put a Buc-ee's there too.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And if they do, it could be Buc-ee Stadium for all I give a damn. I don't care. I don't mind the sight.
I don't think that's an e-brake. I think that's just a very well-timed drop.
Also,
and T-Tall just wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, I have issue with T-Tall. We need that drop.
Yeah,
don't say that's an unneeded drop.
Oh, we have it? Mother Travis there.
Yeah, a little bit. I hear they're going to put a Buc-ee's in there. Okay.
That's so good.
It's good and clean. It's killer.
Eat your chicken, Ham. Eat your chicken. All right. Ooh,
they're
going to
put a Buc-ee's there.
I hear they're going to put a Buc-ee's in there.
Or do we put that on Travis for not playing along? It's Ham.
Yeah, it's always put it on Ham, sure.
All right, candidate number four here. These are all our last three here from the T-Box. Starting with their board op, Dylan Reed.
Okay.
Who got them off on the wrong foot right out the gate. Couldn't even get their open going.
FS1 in the Fox Sports app.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 1310 The Ticket. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station.
Hello? We on? Hello?
What's finally the, getting
what's
going.
The, that's okay.
I think that's the beginning of their open. Yeah.
Is, yeah. I thought he was like dialing somebody.
I thought he did too.
Like, how can you dial through the console but then, you can't get the open?
Are you calling ham? Yeah. Like, what do I do?
He finally got it going, but just so much dead air. My. Then he pulls up Craig real quick to see if Craig can. Because if you're having to turn things over to Craig to get you back on track, you have really.
He didn't have network Craig. Pulled down.
Oh, off the rails.
Yes.
All right, Dylan Reed, candidate number four.
You know this guy.
And finally here, we have a double turkey of Rosen Rosen.
That's a double turkey right
Starting
there.
Starting with this one, where he has a hard time with the name, and luckily Eli is there to get him on track.
You know, the Colonial is the oldest venue, a longest running venue.
Yeah, that's hosted an event for, this is the 80th.
And why would you change that? Now, the little risk is that you have a major in town next year also.
Right.
By the way, did you see the comments of Christiane Behusenheit? Behusenhauer. Don't laugh at me. How close was I?
Not even remotely. Christian Bezadenhut.
That's it?
Yeah.
Did you see his comments?
I did.
That's
Christian
it? I got it.
That's it.
Thank you. In
Christian
fairness.
Bezadenhut.
In fairness.
That's it.
It's a tough name.
Your casual probably doesn't know that, but if you're an editor of a golf magazine and you host a golf show, you should probably be able to nail that one because he's on leaderboards on a regular basis.
Bezadenhut.
Yeah. No way that.
Here they are back to back.
Okay.
Christiane Behusenheit.
Christian Bezadenhut.
That's it.
That's it.
Bezadenhut.
Christiane Behusenheit.
Christian Bezadenhut.
Behusenheit.
Behusenheit.
Rosenbacher.
God bless you.
Oh, man.
Luckily, his caregiver's right there to pump him back full of life. All right, last one here, also from Craig Rosengarten. Before we vote, I've heard of you like losing your ass in something, like if you were to, you know, put all your money into a stock.
Sure.
I've never heard it phrased the way that Craig Rosengarten did.
Every woman of my, every friend of my wife's who comes in and sees our house and walks by the laundry room and goes, oh my God, you have two washers and dryers. That is so awesome.
I could understand it if you had five kids. But it's just the two of you.
My wife loves laundry.
That is just so bizarre to me that she loves laundry that much that she needs multiple units to do said laundry.
Yes. Okay, onto your, this is a funny story. So I went down this rabbit hole one day after I lost my butthole in crypto.
You lost your what?
My butt. I lost my ass in crypto.
Yeah. Okay. Proceed.
You said you lost my beehole.
And he like paused. You could just say I lost my butt. Lost my butthole.
Beehole whisperer.
Such a funny word.
I went down this rabbit hole one day after I lost my butthole in crypto.
Are you kidding?
Where is it? I don't know where it
I'm
is.
I'm going to start using that all the time.
Can you find my hole?
Lost fell
my
off.
Butthole in crypto.
That's so great.
Oh.
Oh, all right, let's vote.
Is that a disclaimer?
That you might lose it?
Yeah,
you gotta put it on the carton, just so you know. All right, let's vote. Is it candidate number one, the sprinkler system at the College World Series of Softball? Is it Dave Lane and Ending Owls? Is it Ham's drop? Is it Dylan Reed not prepared? Rosen Rosen messing up a name, or Rosen losing his favorite hole? We will start the voting with Ham.
Beehole whisperer.
All right. Mino.
Rosen's butthole.
Gosh. Thank you, Lando.
Rosen's missing B-hole.
Sean?
We all have a lot of weekend plans, but whatever you do, don't lose that one. Don't lose your B-hole.
All right, I will. I'll throw a pity vote on his name, but still, Craig Rosengarten, losing his poor little b-hole, wins this week's NIT break, giving him 11 all time.
You see that, Ham? In the
only
rear view?
Three behind Ham,
catching up. Congratulations, Rosen! I hope you can find it.